The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We're doing Blown Off right now. Great first date. Now you can't figure out what's going on, and that's the situation that Kim is in. And Sam, you still there?
Yeah.
Kim?
Yeah.
So Kim contacted us and couldn't figure out what happened. Said his kiss wasn't that great, but then Sam, you mentioned something about her being a one-upper.
Like if I said, so I said that I worked 60 hours this week and I was tired. Mm. And so she goes, oh, 60 hours, that's nothing. I work 80 hours a week and I love it. I'm not tired at all.
Oh, you got, well, at least you're both
That's
hard
a lot
workers.
Of work.
You're both hard workers, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, when she said that, I didn't think it was anything at all. But then she kept doing it again and again. So, like, I said, I love road trips, and I like to just pack up the car and head out. And she was like, oh, my God, I love road trips. I've seen every state. I've driven through the entire country twice.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Here's one. I talked about how, like, my parents met when they were kids. And they were about to celebrate they just had their 45th wedding anniversary.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Yeah, thank you. But then instead of going like, oh, that's nice, Kim said that her parents knew each other and had been best friends since they were babies. They came out of the womb holding hands. And then they're about to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary.
Well, wait a minute. Kim, I don't mean to disrespect your parents. If they've been together 50 years, that's amazing. But is all of it true?
Yes, of course it's true.
You want me to give you more examples?
Sure.
I just started eating meat again. I took a couple years off. I started a little, and I told her, like, I stopped eating meat for health reasons. Now I'm starting, but I'm still, you know, every once a week. And she's like, oh, I stay away from meat. I stay away from dairy. I stay away from gluten and nightshade vegetables. And I was like, what are you talking about?
That doesn't sound like a one-up to me. That sounds...
Oh, man.
That sounds like...
Right. What are you eating, air?
What's left? Yeah.
Oh, and then we talked about... we talked about COVID. And
okay,
like,
sure.
I said that I had gotten tested early when the pandemic hit and everything, and luckily it was negative.
Uh-huh.
And I talked, like, you know, how the test was uncomfortable. And she said that she gets tested once a month. She doesn't think the test is a big deal at all. And she actually kind of enjoys it. It's like a little tickle. It's like, everyone was like, oh, tell me more. It was like, oh, I did that. And I did it.
Kim, I'm sorry. You called us, now I feel guilty that we're like piling on, and we don't mean to laugh. It's just kind of funny. But I have known people. I've had people in my life who I don't want to say prove themselves, but you know,
be
like,
a little bit better,
right? And it's, you don't realize you do it. I mean, it does sound like sometimes you could be like, oh wow, that's cool.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, I mean, I was just, you know, trying to make conversation. I mean, he's talking about things that I know about, and I, you know, I figured he'd want to know my experience in those areas. And, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking maybe he's insecure. I mean, maybe he just can't handle strong women. I mean, you know, I have been on way more dates than he has, so you know, I don't
oh
know.
My God.
Maybe he just...
Okay. Well, let me ask Sam, you know, do you think you could if you guys had a good time? I mean, it sounds like you did have a good time.
I think maybe she's just more experienced. She's been on so many more dates than me. I need someone with less practice.
Less practice.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry, Kim. It's you know, it's maybe just not a match.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's...
Yeah, well, I think it's his loss.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Hey, strong, totally. Independent woman, you go, girl.
Yeah. And Kim, I admire your experience with road trips. I'm so jealous of that. I wish I had the time.
And I'm terrified of those COVID tests, so...
Right.
I mean, good for you.
Yeah, it's no big deal, really. It's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I still don't. I still don't want it.
No.
So yeah. Well, it sounds like you. I imagine between the COVID tests and the amount of hours you work, you probably work in the medical field, right?
No, actually, I'm actually in sales.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are you the top salesman in your firm?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am.
Okay, Kelly. Well, Kim, thanks for, you're a catch. You're definitely a catch.
Yeah, and you are.
So you'll be fine, and thanks for getting a hold of us. And Sam, thanks for coming on and for being honest.
Yeah, all good.
Okay.
Bye.
And if you're ever getting blown off, go to coast931.com. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. Shout out to the 7 gays listening who are getting this reference right now.
I got it.
And Kelly.
Yay!